Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Nation, Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with Reynolds, and we are at the Barbecue Central here high atop the sixth floor of the PacWest building in downtown Portland. And to all of our stations around the Radio Northwest Network, thank you for having us on there. I'm sure you're all familiar with the term, the big one. Out here, we are always worried about tsunamis or earthquakes or some bleak and troublesome meaning. In the barbecue world, though, the big one is the Royal, which was just held last week, and in Kansas City, by the way. And it's put on and sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue Society, KCBS. And today on The Nation, we welcome back, because she's been on a couple times before and we love her, is Carolyn Wells, the executive director of KCBS. And I would call her the godmother of barbecue. Carolyn, welcome.
Thank you so much. And I've been called much worse, so I'll take that moniker.
I was going to say, have you ever been called the godmother of barbecue before?
I have.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Well, give our listeners, if you would, Carolyn, a little history on the Royal and how the KCBS became involved with the Royal. And, you know, it's like the World Series. I mean, it's the big deal, so...
It is copyrighted. It is the World Series of Barbecue. The American Royal is a 36-year-old contest that raises scholarship monies for the American Royal Association, which is a very large, it's a horse and livestock show based in Kansas City, and they do scholarships primarily for ag-related things.
Sure.
So, teaching kids where their food comes from, and quite frankly, they do lots of good works and have they have wonderful programs. So back in the old days, they experienced a contest called Memphis in May, and they decided they wanted to have such something like that. And since then, the Royal has. It's not better or worse than Memphis in May. It's just different. Mm-hmm. It is the largest contest in the world in terms of in numbers of entries. So this year we had 558 teams in the open, 190 teams in the invitational, and I don't know how many in the side dish and desserts, and 77 kids in the kids' queue. So it's a... It is a whole weekend of all things barbecue. It traditionally has been held at the American Royal Complex, which is down in the West Bottoms, close to where the Stockyards used to be in Kansas City.
Right.
Last year it moved to Arrowhead Stadium, home of the Chiefs. And this year, because they thought that the Royals might be in the World Series, if we know it or not, it moved to Kansas Speedway, and it was the venue was great. It was 3 weeks later than it normally is, so everyone was very really concerned about the weather, and it turned out to be absolutely hot.
Sure.
It was like 85 degrees.
Sure.
So, that's life in the Midwest. The weather was fabulous, and it was except for the traffic, it was great, but the traffic is a problem wherever it is because lots of people want to go.
Well, yeah, the only large event I've ever been to not to get off in the weeds here, but the traffic wasn't a problem, was at the Melbourne Cup in Melbourne, Australia, the horse race, because they actually had trains that went from the city of Melbourne right out to the racetrack and back, and they either came in by trains, by buses, or by helicopter. And, I mean, you're talking a couple hundred thousand people at this event. It's their version of the Kentucky Derby. But the traffic there wasn't bad. Every other major sporting event I've ever gone to, that's what I think about traffic.
Exactly.
Anyway, I didn't mean to.
And we had trams once we got in there, once we got there. So it was it was fine. And at any rate, we have sanctioned the contest since about 1987 and 88 maybe, and we started in 86. So we've been involved with them for a very long time, and do consider it we consider ourselves partners.
Sure, absolutely. Over the years, since you've started this in 86, you started working with the Royal and that, and I have some affiliation with the Royal from years ago in the horse business. How has the technology changed that you've seen? I mean, you're walking around there. I know you've got an official capacity too, but you get out and see some of the teams and the competitors, and I know you talk to them and are involved with them to a degree, but what have you seen technologically wise from starting years ago with an old, you know, offset smoker or a Weber kettle barbecue up to what we're doing today?
Well, back in the old days, we started with Weber kettles and pup tents, and generally now it's motorhomes and mobile kitchens. While there's still some of both, it's grown up a lot, and the whole new industries have sprung out of this. It's offset fireboxes to Weber Smoky Mountains to there are some trailer model smokers that are pretty much indigenous to competition barbecue. One that comes to mind is Jambo, but there's the Jambo pits because lots of the winners use them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're by no means limited to those cookers. And, you know, several will have different kinds of smokers, thermostatically controlled devices to direct airflow and things like that. The what's called the most overused phrase in competition barbecue, flavor profiles, which are have gotten so much more sophisticated. But, you know, thermal pins, where you can check the temperature from inside your trailer that's into your cooker, back on your smartphone or on your computer. So it's definitely grown up in the way we tabulate it. Has certainly grown up as well,
sure.
Because we started with a DOS program, so it's that old. The Royal actually then bought us two Scantrons, which are the things that read things like an ACT test,
right?
Where you darken it with a pencil, and we used those for a few years and. Now we're still manually inputting it, but and double checking it, but it's still, you know, we get the team gets the results out. Just I don't know how they. Well, I do know how they do it, but to judge all those thousands and thousands of entries and get the results out 4 hours later or 3 hours later is. It's a pretty daunting feat.
Oh, yeah.
They're great at it.
Probably better than some of our election process when they can't get the results.
Well, yeah, we won't go there.
Okay. No, I understand. I understand that. Before, we're going to take a break here in a couple of minutes, Carolyn, but one thing I wanted to ask you, you've been involved with this from its inception, working with the Royal and that. What is your favorite part about the Royal?
We can
do it now, but you've only got about 30 seconds, so.
Okay, my favorite part about it is seeing lots of people that I would never see otherwise, and it's again, it's all about food, family, fun, and friends. It's a giant party. It's a serious competition, but it's all about the family.
I love that part. There you go. We've got Carolyn Wells and here on The Nation, and we're going to be back after a couple commercial breaks. Don't go away. Me and Reynolds are keeping an eye on you. That's for sure.
It's Full Flavored Radio, Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Hey, we're back here on The Nation, the Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with Reynolds. We've got Carolyn Wells with us today. She is the inspiration behind KCBS, and we'll be talking.
Oh, that's very kind.
Well, you're welcome. Also, before we get back into talking about the KCBS and the Royal, we need to thank Mount Angel Sausage Company for their support of the Quack Shacks at the Oregon Ducks home games. We've got one more Quack Shack coming up next week. Of course, I'll be there doing some fancy stuff on the grill for you. Mount Angel Sausage Company, and that being James Hoke, have been very kind letting the folks at the Quack Shacks sample a variety of sausage. And I can tell you from personal experience, they are quite good. If you'd like to email us here at Barbecue Nation with any questions, comments, or send us a recipe because you might want a prize, it's Barbecue Nation, that's BBQ Nation, at KXL.com. Or you can also send it to recipes at KXL.com. And drumroll, please, Reynolds. There you go.
I have no idea if that picked up on the sound or not, but Facebook.com/Barbecue Nation with JT.
There you go. That's it. That's the Facebook deal. Also, hello to a couple of our affiliates, KWRO in Coos Bay and KBKR up there in Big Baker City. Okay, now we can get back talking to Carolyn. Your favorite thing, you were talking about the nicest people in the world. I think they are. There's a lot of groups I've been affiliated with that have lots of lovely, nice people in them. But the one thing I liked about the barbecues events that I've been to, and I certainly have not been to as many as you have, is that most of the people were pretty laid back and very friendly.
And yes, this is a hobby with them, and it's a way of, it's the way they get to be kids again. They're outside, they're playing with food, you get to eat with your fingers, you get to feed people you like, and we are Americana.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. And so it's like barbecue is the ultimate comfort food. Tastes great. Every man's food. It goes a long way. It doesn't matter if you get barbecue sauce under your fingernails or if you have it on your nose or your face. You're just there to enjoy it. It's fun with food.
It is fun with food. And I carry a reserve with me all the time. Reynolds sitting over there shaking his head at me like this. The winners, the one thing I like about the Royal in reading the results and stuff, they are not the same people. They're all, you know, you've got a top tier, I guess, of competitors, that and with between you guys and the Jack and what have you. But still, they kind of rotate around. Coming out of the horse business, you know, a lot of times we would have the same champion and reserve, maybe not the same horses, but the same riders year after year after year. And I like it because it kind of gets mixed up a little bit at times in the barbecue world.
Well, barbecue competition is sort of cyclical, and I don't know what fuels the cycle, other than that on any given day, any team can win, and but still, the cream usually rises to the top.
Sure.
But then, the team that won the Open was Iowa Smoky D's, and he's just hot as a firecracker right now. He won the Jack 2 weeks ago. He won the Sam's Club contest the week before that, and he's he's got three restaurants in Des Moines, and I mean, he's just, and he does, when this is not fun anymore, he's not going to do it anymore, but he's very, very good. So he's on a streak, and, you know, it could be any number of teams that will go on a streak and stay there for a while, and then it'll, the winner of the Open was, I think it's 913 Barbecue, and he was described as by one of my staff members as the Cinderella story. He's only been cooking 2 years, and then in 2 years to win something, to beat 588 teams or 58, however many it was, and only with 2 years' experience is virtually unheard of.
Yeah, it seems to me that when you do barbecue competitions, and most people are friendly and they'll talk to each other and they'll, you know, help each other out from what I've seen, but it seems like you do have to go pay your dues a little bit in this. Not always, but like your Cinderella story there, but it just seems that you pay your dues by the fact of each time you go to compete, you learn a little more, you tweak a few things. No different than people do at the kitchen or their back porch when they're barbecuing.
Exactly, and well, one of the things that I think has helped, and while it's kind of expensive, it's our competition cooking classes that some past champions are teaching. They're from Iron Mixing on down. They're pretty expensive, but they'll cut years off your learning curve. So
yeah,
that's one of the things they do. Plus, they're fanatics on documenting stuff. So one of our former teams of the year, he cooked 187 times, documenting the weather, the barometric pressure, the temps, the where he got the meat, what he did. And, you know, he turned out to be our team of the year twice in a row, and then he just quit. And so I guess those things are, it's kind of like racing cars. You just...
Yeah, it is.
You get that thrill of victory and achievement, and then you say, okay, I'm going on to something else.
Yeah,
or
well,
else you burn yourself out trying to get there.
That happens a lot, I think. I don't know about in the barbecue world, but I know that in the other sporting event worlds that I come from, that does, because it's all amateur, they get burned out. They get tired, and they're beating their butt up and down the road doing stuff, and for the first couple, 3 years, it's probably a lot of fun, and then after that, they get a little tired. We're going to take a break here in a second, but I want to also thank Painted Hills Natural Beef, those fine folks over there at Fossil, for supporting the Quack Shack. Painted Hills Natural Beef produces some of the best beef in the world. I can attest to that. I have some in my freezer and in my refrigerator right now. But Painted Hills Natural Beef is available to finer food markets here around the Northwest. If you've never tried it, and this isn't in the script, but I would suggest you try it because it is really good stuff. We're going to take a break here on The Nation and be back with Carolyn Wells from KCBS right after this. She said she's got to be somebody's babe. She must be somebody's babe. Because when the cars and the signs and the streetlights light up.
Got a question for JT? Call him right now at 503-417-9KXL or 877-733-1011.
Hey, welcome back to The Nation. Little Jackson Browne there. You know, I remember when I was in high school, Jackson Browne was hitting the concert circuit. So that should tell you something how long he's been around there. But I still like his music. We've got Carolyn Wells with us here on The Nation. And don't forget, you can email us at barbecuenation@kxl.com. Send us your recipes, comments, thoughts, whatever. Reynolds, you want to hit that Facebook thing one more time?
I sure do.
I know you do. You love this.
Facebook.com/barbecuenation with JT.
There you go. One last thing here. We won't spend a lot of time on this, but we are, as we're recording this, we're only a couple days away from the election being over with. And I am very happy about that, just to let you know, to get all those goofy damn ads on the off the TV. At this point, I'd rather listen about kitty litter and hemorrhoids than I would a politician. So there you go. Anyway, welcome. That's probably not a good intro for you, Carolyn, when I said it that way, but that's okay. We were talking about trends before, earlier in the show, and you know, the proteins, because we were talking off the air, too, about the quality of the meat. I know I had a long talk with Jesse Henry a few weeks ago, and he was talking about, because he came from the Northwest, now he lives in Oklahoma, and he actually switched meat suppliers, but he gets it out of Texas now, I think. But he had to go down and kind of inspect it and try it and, you know, meet his approval, no pun intended. So they are using higher quality as far as in the meat.
Absolutely, they are, and it's paying off in spades for them, because it's there. One contest that we had here was actually sponsored by Smithfield, and they actually, one of the organizers went to the packing house and picked out some odd butts and the ribs as they were coming off the line. They aged them and did whatever it is they do to them, and distribute them at the contest. And they honestly were the highest scores I've ever seen at a contest. I mean, everybody was using the same product, but in general, they're looking for. I'll just use Smithfield as an example. They were the major sponsor. They were the title sponsor for the Royal. They did a reception for all the past winners. So that's a bunch of them in 36 years. And then Snake River Farms was the sponsor for the beef, and they're using Wagyu beef and, you know, super premium meats that are super premium proteins that are that they search for long and hard. And there's a lot more sponsorship for teams. Actually, they're for providing meat for them, and they'll have whole social media campaigns about it. And so it's kind of like this sport is growing up from something that was a glorified backyard barbecue actually amongst all our competitions. Our prize purse is a little over $4.5 million.
There you go. Yeah. Well, you know, we've come a long ways from the days when Dad was in the backyard burning the hell out of standard beef.
Tube steak.
Yeah, tube steak. That's absolutely right. Don't ever open up one of those things and look inside, because you won't eat it anymore. But yeah, you know, we harp on it probably on this show probably 5 or 6, maybe 8 times a year, talking about the quality and the standards of beef, especially, you know, when you've got prime choice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, down to the stuff you won't feed your cat. But it's amazing how you can go in the grocery store and actually buy it if you don't know what the label is. So, And I think we've come a long ways from that. You know, the hamburger that was been in the freezer for 18 months, and they break it out and say, "Hey, come on over, we'll have burgers." You know,
exactly.
It's kind of chewy stuff. You know what I mean? So
right, and also you're seeing more whole meals on the grill. So not only just doing hot dogs, hamburgers, and smoking foods. Grilled vegetables are just, they're great. And, even some desserts on the grill.
Oh, yeah. We've a friend of mine works with Black Olive. She made, she was on the show last week. She made little pies. She took a mason jar lid, flipped it over, put the pie crust in there, put the filling in, put the other lid on it, and did it in her smoker, and God dang, that was good. Whew, boy.
Yes.
It was really...
Pineapple with Captain Morgan's on it is fabulous.
Yes, yes it is. And I did, you know what I did last night? I did some acorn squash with, you know, of course, a brown sugar butter and all that, and a little little amaretto and almonds on it, and that was really
good. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds grand.
My wife liked it a lot. So,
yeah. How bad?
Anyway, and so we were talking about the you were talking about certain types of smokers that are kind of coming on strong right now.
Right. We have one in particular. Well, they're called can. We call them can smokers now. Mm-hmm. They are 55-gallon drums.
Mm-hmm.
Only they're not. They don't have legs on them. They're vertical. So, and you hang the meat in them, and they cook more quickly than you and I are used to. But it's they're kicking butt right now.
I actually have one. The guys from Pit Barrel sent me one. Noah Glanville, and they used to be out in Colorado, and now they're back in Tennessee, and he sent me one, and I'm having a ball with that thing. It's a smaller version
for you.
Yeah. It's
the results.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you have to be pay attention a little more sometimes than what we normally do. But yeah, once you get the hang of it, it's a lot of fun. You can hang. You know, it kind of makes you think you're like walking down through through the souks in the Middle East someplace, and you see these chickens hanging in there and they're smoking and stuff.
Anyway. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, like that. So, Carolyn, are you, you want to play a few rounds of the old lightning round? We've only got 3 minutes, so I'll make it easy on you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Just don't make me choose between boxers and briefs, please.
Oh, okay. Just be that way. All right. All right. Carolyn Wells from KCBS. This is your lightning round, even though it's a short one. What's the dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill or a smoker at the Royal?
That someone's putting a whole can of lighter fluid trying to light a fire.
Reynolds, do we have a dumbass award that we can give away for something like that?
We can find one.
We can find one.
It was a big old fire.
It was a big old fire. Okay, your favorite band or musical group? And please don't sell me Earth, Wind, and Fire. So.
No, not Earth, Wind, and Fire. Go to the next one. I'll think of it before we get off.
Again, what's the toughest skill for a beginner of barbecuing, grilling, or smoking to learn, in your opinion?
To quit opening the grill every 2 minutes.
There you go. What cooking skill took you the longest to master?
The longest. I'm not sure. Cooking brisket.
Okay. Yeah, it takes a while to do that. What's the worst seafood you've ever eaten? Worst seafood.
The worst seafood I've ever eaten. I think it was a shrimp that had gone bad.
Oh, that's
that
not
was
good.
Very bad. Very, it makes you sick for a long time.
Very, very bad. That's very bad. I know that deal. Elton John or Ed Ames?
Elton John.
Okay, Star Trek or Jason Bourne movies?
Jason Bourne.
Butter or margarine?
Butter.
There you go. Okay, I'm not going to say boxers or briefs because you said that. Led Zeppelin or Tom Jones? Led Zeppelin or Tom Jones?
Oh, Led Zeppelin.
Okay. And finally, Carolyn, what was the first thing you ever barbecued or smoked? And when I say smoked, I mean on the grill, not, you know, in college or something.
Was it when I was helping my daddy or what?
What's the first thing you ever remember doing?
Would be hamburgers.
Would be hamburgers? And how did they turn out?
Well, with a little help from him, they were okay.
Okay, there you go. Dads do that with daughters. My daughter My daughter calls me from out of town and says I'm doing something with chicken or whatever she's doing, and I stay on the phone with her till it's done. So how's that?
You're a good dad.
I'm a good dad. All right, we're gonna have to take a break here. We're gonna come back and finish up Barbecue Nation for the week. Talk about a few more things with Carolyn Wells from KCBS right after this. Don't go away.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101. The promoter don't
welcome back to Barbecue Nation here in Jackson Brown. A little stay a little bit longer. Hey, Reynolds, did you know that Jackson Brown has his own cookie? You know, cookies?
I did not.
Yeah, he's got his own brand of cookies. And they were actually managed by a lady here. I won't say her name because I don't know if she still lives here in Portland. But for years. But she did the cookies for him. I mean, they were baked somewhere else at an actual commercial bakery. But he had the Jackson Brown cookies. They used to sell them at his concerts.
And well, that piece of trivia, I will win trivia night now.
There you go. There you go. And he gave the money to charity and stuff. So he was a good guy doing that. We're talking with Carolyn Wells, the soulful godmother of barbecue from Kansas City. And Carolyn's always a treat to talk to on this show. What do you got coming up next? You were telling me.
I've got a contest in Plant City, Florida, then one in Palm Springs. And, you know, hopefully I'll get to have Christmas and New Year's because I do have some pitiful life outside barbecue. Thanksgiving. Then in January, it kicks right back off again. It's our annual awards banquet and barbecue gathering in Atlanta, and then back to Florida, and then off to hopefully Australia. And you know, our international growth is I don't like to use the word exploding around barbecue, but it is expanding so rapidly that it's just amazing. And these people are so fascinated with American barbecue slow and low, and they all want to know how to do it the way that we do it.
Sure.
So, we're spreading that gospel, and we're just and having a great deal of fun while doing so. So we'll do 50 international contests next year.
Well, good for you. Speaking of a contest, if you all would like to send me, and it goes to Reynolds too, a recipe at barbecuenation@kxl.com. If we pick your picture, you got to send a picture too. We're very visual people around here in radio. You can win one of these prizes, which is a little smokehouse product smoke box that you can put your wood chips in and stuff. So it'll take your gas grill if you've got one of those, or your charcoal grill. And if you want a little more smoke to it, but you don't want to put the chips on the charcoal, it's one of those things. It's stainless steel. It's really cool. And it's brought to you by our friends at Smokehouse Products, i.e. Bear Mountain Forest Products, who also make some of the best pellets in the world out there. We're talking with Carolyn Wells from KCBS here. And we've got just a couple minutes left before we have to wrap up, actually about a minute, Carolyn. What would you like to see happen in the world of barbecue that hasn't happened yet, besides a thermal nuclear explosion or something?
I'd just like to see it continue on. I'd like to. Again, barbecue is it is Americana. It's the only cooking technique that was perfected here in the United States. I'd just like to see more people out with their families cooking, cook outdoors, and I'd like to be all about food, family, fun, and friends.
I like that. The four F's, you know, they used to, that was 4-H, wasn't it? Hands, head, heart, and health. Now it's the four
Something
F's.
Like that,
Carolyn,
yeah,
barbecue. Carolyn Wells, thank you very much for being with us today on Barbecue Nation. We appreciate it, dear. And
thank you.
You're always a treat to talk to. Coming up,
oh, thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome. Coming up, we've got McGarian and Bushlack. They're coming up behind us here, and you can check out more of my recipes and stuff on thecowboycook.com. And Reynolds and I will see you next week. So remember, do one thing for me: turn it, don't burn it. If you're not very skilled, be sure and turn it. And I'm sure Carolyn would agree with me on that. So we will see you all next week here on The Nation. Have a good week, everybody.
Barbecue Nation is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with JTSD Productions LLC. All rights reserved, copyright 2016. Barbecue Nation is managed skillfully by Reynolds in production compound 4 high above the skyline of PDX, the one with no windows. We'll be back next week with another entertaining and fun edition of Barbecue Nation. At least, that's what we believe. Remember, a good long smolder is better than a 2-minute flameout. See you next week.